butt no matter what.
Good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon, Mr. Olive.
How are you doing, sir?
Not too bad.
No?
How about you?
Not terrible. But then worse. Loving this weather that we're having out there. Overcast.
Yeah.
Not too hot. Not actually raining on our heads this morning, which was nice out there. It was lovely.
There you go. I'd like to have been out there.
Yep. Today is Thursday, September the 18th, 2025. Now, I know we told you we were going to be doing these reports on Friday, but then it turned out that I had something to do this Friday, so I can't do that. So we're going to have to do it today. Fortunately, Robert was able to take a few minutes out of his busy schedule to record this fishing report for y'all.
Unfortunately, the last time we did this, I also said theoretically.
Theoretically. Potentially, possibly.
Maybe.
Yeah. But here we are. About a week later. So, not too bad. All right. So, you want to do this the way we usually do it? Like a place-by-place fishing report?
Yeah.
Or do you want to completely upend the format just for fun?
No.
Okay. Then
is it
we'll
doing it the other way or in the middle and all that other stuff? It takes about four times longer.
Well, we could start in the middle and work our way out on both sides.
Uh-huh.
We could start at the end and then work our way backwards. Or you could just completely say, you know what, I don't want to do a place-by-place report and just do something else entirely different. This is your dog and pony show, sir.
Yeah. Okay. I always feel like the puppet.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
All right. Well, you guys hear the attitude, so that's how it'll be. Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek. Robert, what do we know?
Slow. Extremely slow. Like, no reports.
Oh, no reports slow. Okay.
The reports I've gotten is just no fish, and we just came down this way.
Okay, and how many people were fishing with no fish?
Even people fishing off their docks. Not very many.
Hmm. Okay. Then let's try the I-75 bridges.
Same thing.
Okay. How about the US 41 bridges?
I have not gotten any reports this week there.
No reports at the 41 bridges.
Well, we've had a lot of rain. A lot of threats of rain.
Yes. Yes, we have.
I mean, yesterday it looked like it was going to rain all day, but didn't start raining until, 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yes.
And then rained until 9 o'clock at night?
Yes. Yes.
So.
It waited for me to get started on a project that I needed it to not be raining for, because I said, well, it's just going to threaten. It's not going to actually do it. And that's when it started to rain.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yep.
I'll teach you to procrastinate mowing the lawn.
The Lashley Seawall.
Nothing.
Nothing at the seawall. The Bayshore Pier, Port Charlotte Beach Pier don't exist. Spring Lake Park.
Catfish. Mayan cichlids. Couple of black drum. And a couple of people seeing the salt. Salt tarpon rolling out there. Little babies. But no hookups.
Okay. Well, the nice thing about this report is there's nowhere to go but up.
Uh-huh.
The Port Charlotte Salt and Brackish Canals.
Let's see. They're catching a couple of black drum. Not in the big groups the way they were. Seeing a lot of juvenile tarpon. Quite a few small snook. And sand bream and Mayan cichlids. Identifying a lot of sand bream the last 2 weeks.
AKA striped mohara.
Mm-hmm.
Or mojara, if you're that white.
Yeah, jalapeno.
Yes, mojaras and jalapenos.
But yeah, that's pretty much about it.
And quesadillas.
This is definitely the slowest time of the year. We're not going to start getting exciting until we get down to the intercoastal.
Well, I'm glad that you let us know that.
Yeah.
In case somebody was thinking they were going to get excited.
Well.
The Elgin Bean Bridge.
Got no reports.
The Mayaca from the bridge down to marker 8.
A few Spanish mackerel. Hodgepodge of tarpon. And some schools of ladyfish. That's crazy, is all these schools of ladyfish and Spanish mackerel just not hearing of the jacks. I mean, I remember, I think it was whatever, in this past spring, there were so many good jacks everywhere. Now I'm like, lack of. It's pretty weird. Both big and small.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen them out there now that you mention it, other than the one time down south.
Yeah.
South Gulf Cove Canals.
No report.
West Wall.
Some redfish up along the bushes, along with some small snook. And then the on the outside of the bar, ladyfish, some Spanish mackerel, and small sharks. And I guess not so small, because up to like 5 to 6 foot. Most of them are small, though. But the Spanish have been pretty good size. They had a guy come in with, he said he got one that was 21 inches. And hooked several others that were 18 to 20 inches.
Are they like schools of Spanish mackerel, though? Or is it like...
No, they're just mixed
random
in.
Mackerel here. Yeah.
Yeah, they're mixed in.
Okay. Cape Hayes Bar.
Cape Hayes Bar, I've got nothing there.
No reports. Turtle and Bull Bays.
A lot of redfish scattered up underneath the bushes. There is one school inside turtle that I've heard of. and then there's a lot of trout scattered throughout the whole thing. Most of the trout are small, but a customer was just in here a few minutes ago, and he got one that was 21 inches in there, along with several 18, 19 inchers, all just drifting the flats, using both pinfish and shrimp under a float.
Okay. There's been a lot of pinfish out there.
Yeah. It's that time of year.
Okay. Snook in here?
A lot of little peanuts. Haven't heard of anything with any size to them. But yeah, right now pinfish is by far your best choice of bait out there besides shrimp and cut bait. But you're either cast netting them or catching them in a trap.
Or randomly hooking them on your soft plastic.
Yeah. Only you do that kind of stuff.
That's not true. The people that I fish with do that kind of stuff, too.
That's because you're teaching them how to fish your way. Surprised they're not snagging mullet for crying out loud in the belly.
Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Some Spanish mackerel and ladyfish in the vicinity. Guy went snapper fishing at Cape Hayes Reef the other day, and he caught one little snapper.
Okay.
And that was it. He said even his bottom machine and sides can wasn't showing much out there. He said a lot of that stuff got buried up.
Yeah. Well, we don't even need the markers anymore.
Mm-mm.
Just got rid of those.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah, they'll replace those probably before they fix one of our piers.
Yeah, we'll see. Gasparilla Sound.
I'll take that Vegas bet.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's too depressing. Gasparilla Sound.
Gasparilla Sound. Let's see, there's a lot of redfish, including at least one school that seems to be cruising between devilfish and... say the trestle. I mean, there might even be a couple schools mixed in there, but they're scattered all over the place. And then a lot of your singles and triples under the bushes.
Trout, snook?
Trout, ladyfish, Spanish mackerel out in like 4 to 6 feet of water. Been an occasional adult-sized tarpon cruising through there, and some juvenile tarpon throughout that whole area, too. All those fish are starting to move in from the beaches and stuff, so you're seeing a lot of different activity with the bait, the birds, the fish, all of it.
Yeah, and we saw some pretty good pods of bait down around Cayo Palau this morning.
Yeah.
I think it was mostly because it was actually visible there, because with the wind pushing down, you couldn't see anything out in the open harbor.
Right.
I'm sure they were there.
Yeah. Decent-sized white bait, or was it threadies?
It was threadies.
Yeah. I'm not surprised there.
They were out there in like 8 feet
yeah.
between Cayo Palau and Devilfish.
They were probably butterfish.
I don't think they were butterfish. They looked too long. We didn't get close enough to get a good look at them.
Yeah.
All right. How about Placida?
Placida, let's see. Mangrove snapper. Couple of pompano, handful of redfish, a couple of sharks, and Spanish mackerel. And that's all right around the trestle and the bridge and some of the docks around Gasparilla Island.
Okay. All right, Lemon Bay.
There's actually a couple schools of redfish up in there that I've been hearing about. One school's in the Miserable Mile. The other school is up just to the north of Ski Alley. And then getting mixed reports of redfish up underneath the docks and the mangrove areas.
Pier doesn't exist, so that brings us to the Gulf, bottom fishing, trolling reefs, wrecks.
Okay, 3 to 10 miles out, they are getting mangrove snapper, some Spanish mackerel, a few grunts and porgies. And then, about 25 to 35 out, they're getting some big lane snapper, some bigger yellowtail snapper, and mangrove snapper. Only a few people have been out because the weather's been so crappy.
Okay, and where was that mixed bag of snappers coming from? How far out?
20 to 30 miles, really. Anywhere from 70 to 100 feet of water. Have not heard of any legal gags caught during the season while it was open. Now that it's closed, I still haven't heard of any.
Right.
And the red grouper, every red grouper report I've gotten has been 2 to 4 weeks old.
Hmm. Yeah, well, nobody's really wanted to run out.
No.
All right, the Venice jetties and the Venice pier.
Only the jetties I've heard about. So at the jetties are getting some Spanish, some pompano, whiting, some snook at night, and then there's been a handful of tarpon hooked there, both juvenile and adult-sized tarpon.
Okay. What are they using out here for the snook?
Bucktails, big swim baits, and then of course if you throw out like a whole mullet, live or dead, or a ladyfish, live or dead, those are going to work on those bigger fish. That's why there's been a couple of big tarpon hooked out there.
Gotcha. Okay. And bucktails, we're not talking about the little dinky ones. Talking about a big old flare hawk style?
Yes, big bucktails.
Big bucktails. All right, brings us to Punta Rasa.
Punta Rasa, there's redfish all over the place down there, along with Redfish Pass, St. James City area. There's several schools and just a lot of individual and double fish. That's all I've heard about. But some of those fish are, let's see, the guy showed me a picture of one that was about 36 inches. It was the best he could get a measurement of it before he slipped it back in the water. He did kind of a half-assed job, he said, but it was a good fish.
Captiva Pass?
Captiva Pass has got some snook, redfish, and trout in the immediate vicinity of the pass. There's been some decent trout right on the outside edge and inside. Customers fishing the north side of the channel and said he sat there and caught some whiting and a whole bunch of trout, and it lasted for about a half hour, and then they up and disappeared again.
Okay. Boca Grande Pass?
Honestly, Boca Grande Pass has been very quiet. I know that they've been getting some Spanish mackerel out there and some ladyfish. And there's been some tarpon showing themselves in the channel itself, but there's also been a lot of the juveniles around the phosphate dock. You know, one charter captain, his customer came in and said they caught 6 juvie tarpon and put like 15 in the air. They just emptied out a live well full of white bait. I can't remember if that was just last week or the week before last. It's an older report, I know that much.
It's all right, it's new to us.
Mm-hmm.
Take what we got. Surf fishing, walking the beach, anywhere from Sanibel to Venice.
Whiting, pompano, lots and lots of snook showing up. Few Spanish mackerel, bonnet heads all over the place. What else did they get out there? Teresa got into some ladyfish, some big pinfish, and one small puppy drum, like 12, 13 inches.
The ones people mistake for sheep's head?
Mm-hmm.
Always check the teeth. Check the teeth.
Yeah. You'd think it'd be that easy.
You'd think. Matlache Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay.
I've got no reports from down in there.
Pine Island Sound.
Oh, redfish scattered up underneath all the bushes along with quite a few snook. And then some trout and Spanish mackerel along with a few sharks out in those deeper holes.
About Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
Yeah, I got nothing there.
Okay, how about Burnt Store and Two Pines?
There's a big school of redfish that's moving back and forth there on the inside of the bar, along with redfish up underneath the bushes. Some ladyfish on top of the bar with the occasional pompano.
Are they skipping the pomps, or?
Some of them are just blind catching them while they're fishing for the ladies and redfish out there.
It's always fun.
Yeah.
Eastside Keys and Pirate Harbor.
Lots of redfish under the bushes. Small snook. Some bonnet heads and other sharks up on top of the bar. And then there's been some adult-sized tarpon on the outside of the bar over there sporadically.
Okay. Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
Got nothing.
Ponce de Leon Park. Okay.
Yeah.
PGI Canals and Punta Gorda.
Very slow reports there. Small snapper and catfish mostly. That's about everything people are complaining about over there. That's all they seem to be catching is a small snapper and catfish.
Yeah.
In PGI, they're getting some snook, seeing a lot of juvenile tarpon.
Boy, we saw a ton of juvie tarpon in there today. It's like everywhere we went through there, they were all over the place.
Yeah. And black drum. And you couldn't get them to hit anything, did you? Or did you even bother?
We didn't try. We were on a schedule, and it didn't involve that.
Right. Well, that's a good thing, because that's usually kind of a good way to waste some time.
Yeah.
Test your patience skills.
Mm-hmm.
Learning how to retie knots quickly with changing lures out to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. It's about right.
Okay. And single black drum?
Yeah. A lot of singles.
All right. No Gilchrist Pier, so there's no point in reporting on it. How about the Alligator Creek Reef?
There's been some Spanish mackerel on it and some tarpon sporadically.
Big ones?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
All right, the 20-foot holes.
Well, in the vicinity of the 20-foot holes, there's been a lot of tarpon, some ladyfish, and sharks, and even a few Spanish mixed in with them.
Not necessarily in the 20-foot holes.
Right.
Like, if you're outside the 20-foot line, that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, they're all the way out to as shallow as 10 feet. So they're just scattered throughout the whole area.
Dig it. How about the baitfish reports?
That's been tough. So, thread fins are kind of scattered throughout the whole harbor. All of your pinfish and your white bait is definitely down south, like Devilfish, Placida, Jug Creek, Pine Island Sound. And the pinfish are anywhere from an inch long all the way up to like 4 inches. So it was a good mix match of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Freshwater? Get any better since last week?
No. Not at all.
Hmm.
It's basically a cut and paste from last week.
I can do that.
I almost didn't order freshwater bait this week.
Paste.
I'm pretty slow on that.
Overcast has perked up the bass and bluegills a bit, but the action is nowhere near as good as we were expecting.
Right. Pretty much sums that up.
All right. Well, that brings us to the tarpon reports. Now, last week's tarpon map, we had our best chances in the mouth of the Myack up around the 14-foot hole, down south along the west wall, and over off of Whorehouse Point. Then we had some yellow dots going the rest of the way down the west wall from the halfway point over by Alligator Creek Reef, off Alligator Creek itself, down around Two Pines, out in front of Pirate Harbor, and in Boca Grande Pass. Then we had some white dots, the less than 50% chance ones, up in Gasparilla Sound, out along the beaches, and in Captiva and Redfish Passes. Does that sound like where we're still at?
Yep. Definitely has not changed.
All right. Then I will once again copy and paste.
And they're still feeding on ladyfish and bait busters, but mostly ladyfish.
And sharks like those ladyfish too.
Oh, yes. There's going to be your bycatch without a doubt.
Okay. And is it okay to use heavy wire with ladyfish to catch tarpon?
You can try. Doesn't work as well. They'll still hit it. It just doesn't work as well. And then if you're going tarpon fishing, just go tarpon fishing. If you're going shark fishing, go shark fishing. If you happen to land either one on either way, it's an added bonus.
So you're just going to deal with the bite-offs?
Yeah.
Okay. Just asking the question. Mm. Okay? Settle down. You have to take that attitude with me, sir.
You're right.
Sir.
Yes, dear.
Sir. All right. Now, if this whole report has kind of a kind of feel to it, well, that's just where we're at with fishing right now. Fishing just kind of has like a kind of feel to it. It feels like we're slogging through. The weather's not being super cooperative. The fish aren't as excited as we'd like them to be, other than the redfish, but that's if you happen to be on a school of those things where you're really getting into the excitement of catching those fish. Even the guys who are fishing under the trees, and you're mentioning lots of those fish being caught there, but that's been hit or miss for a lot of the people that I've talked to, where you're on them, you're on them, you're not. Well, keep looking until you find them.
Yeah.
So, but that's just the kind of fishing that we're dealing with right now. And
at least it's a normal summer pattern.
It is.
I mean, compared to some of the years past, it's been like, what the hell's going on here, here, and here?
Right.
But this year seems to be, even though we're drier this year and the river isn't flowing as heavy as it should be and everything else, the actual fish pattern is kind of almost spot on.
Yeah, but this is the reason why a lot of charter captains take their vacations, you know, right around now.
No, they don't. They can't afford to go on vacation.
The ones who can afford to go on vacation. The ones whose wives can afford for them to go on vacation.
Yes.
Put it that way.
Okay. I'll agree with that one.
So, how long before we break out of this kind of pattern, do you think?
3-4 weeks.
Because we're waiting for it. We're on the cusp of, hey, fall's going to be here soon. We're going to see some of those changes in the weather. And those changes in the weather are going to drive some changes in fishing. And we're going to get into some of the best fishing of the year. But we're not there yet.
No.
So if it affects Robert's enthusiasm, then he apologizes.
Hey, I would rather be out there right now because this overcast weather is perfect for
it is.
Me.
It is ideal.
And people should be going out because the fishing is good. I'm just not getting the reports because people are not going out.
Yeah. Well, and it depends on what you're willing to target, too.
Yeah.
So.
You have to have realistic expectations.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the people who come down here in February go, where can I go catch a 10-foot shark at? Come back in May.
Yeah.
You know, if you think you're going to go out there and catch a 100
trout. Otherwise, keep heading down to the
Keys. Yeah. This is not the time of year to be looking for sheep's head or trout. This is the time of year to be taking advantage of the redfish schools and the remainder of the tarpon, and also looking out for pompano because they tend to get excited this time of year too. But those are bycatch. You just happen to come across them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of where we stand.
All right. Any final words of wisdom, sir?
Oh, just enjoy the weather while we got these fish here, because they ain't going to last very long.
I'm down with that. All right, say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.